was a story of a man. When he was still in college, his parents were poor, so he had to work, working student siya. And so, sa gabi nag-aaral, in the morning he works as a janitor. Janitor siya sa isang fast food center. Then in the afternoon, he works in the school, nagja-janitor din siya para malibre na yung tuition niya. Ang kurso niya, supposedly, 4 years lang, but it took him 6 years to finish because he had to work. Napakatyaga niya. Very diligent, very patient. Then after graduating from college, he had to find work. And doon, mahirap din maghanap ng trabaho. So every night, he would cry in his bed. Walang kain kasi walang trabaho. Iyak lang siya ng iyak. Dasal ng dasal. Then he fast forward, after how many years, he became a very wealthy businessman. You know, sometimes hardship prepares ordinary people for an extraordinary destiny. Kaya huwag kayong matakot kung naghihirap kayo sa buhay, lalo na sa mga young people natin. You know, don't be afraid. God must be preparing you for something. And so he became very wealthy. Umaman talaga siya as a businessman. When he got so rich, so wealthy, he got distracted. And nakalimutan niya ang Diyos sa buhay niya. Sa sobrang yaman, di maraming responsibilidad, maraming activities pag mayaman, and he forgot about God. At the peak of his success, bumagsak siya. Okay? Something happened in the economy of the country na yung lahat ng ari-arian niya, naubos yon. Then bumalik siya sa hirap. Then he remembered God. Because he always attribute his success to God. He remembered God and he started praying again. Nag-sorry siya kay Lord. Sabi niya, sorry Lord, you know, I forgot about you. It's really my fault. Now I want you to be the center of my life again. After how many months, he went back. Then little by little, umangat na naman yung business niya. He became very wealthy again. Much more than the first time. Dumoble yung yaman niya. So he was there at the pinnacle of his success. Then again, yun na naman ang nangyayari. No? Nakakalimutan ng Diyos, nakakalimutan yung pagsimba, nakakalimutan na yung mga responsibilities natin sa Diyos. And after a while, bagsak na naman ang negosyo niya. Amen? Naloko siya ng isang partner niya. Nagkaroon siya ng partner sa business. Hinakot lahat ng yaman niya. And wala siyang laban. Back to zero again. When he went back to zero again, he cried out to God. He cried out to the Lord again. And the Lord came to his aid again at tinulungan na naman siya. In a few years' time, umangat ulit yung business niya and he became much more wealthier. Because experience can teach you. Kaya pag bumalik ka, talagang mas marunong ka. So he became very wealthy again. Then the same story. Pareho pa rin yung kwento. Nakalimutan na naman si Lord. Sobrang yaman, sa sobrang sikat. He forgot about God and he fell down again. This time, pati pamilya niya damay na. Iniwan na siya ng asawa niya, iniwan siya ng mga anak niya. He was totally devastated. He was so heartbroken because his own family left him. His own friends left him. He was alone and he got sick. Nagkasakit pa siya. And when he was about to die, he asked God's forgiveness again. Sabi niya, Lord, kung hanggang dito na lang ako, patawarin mo ako. Ako talaga'y nagkasala sa iyo. I forgot about you. And the Lord knows the desires of his heart, started to help him again at umangat na naman siya. Nung umangat siya, talagang ubod ng yaman na talaga. Again, when he reached the pinnacle and the height of success and prosperity and power and prestige and honor, nung nandun na siya sa taas, eto na yung sabi niya, I will not commit the same mistake again because I am already coming to the end of my life. You know? What did he do? He got all his wealth together and he started to share it. You know? Sabi niya, nung mayaman daw siya, namimigay naman siya. Iba kasi yung namimigay ka, iba yung nagsishare ka. Okay? Pag may tinapay ka, if you have a loaf of bread, at nagbigay ka ng konti sa isa, hindi yan sharing. Bakit? Mas marami pa rin yung sayo. That is just almsgiving. Nanglilimos ka lang. But if you have this loaf of bread at hinati mo sa gitna at binigay mo yung iba sa kasama mo, paghahati na yan because it was given half, that is already what we call sharing. Nakikipag-share ka na. Now, the goal is walang matitirang tinapay kung pwede mong ibigay na lang lahat. Okay? That is now investing in the kingdom of God. So, yun ang ginawa niya. Sabi niya, ayoko na maulit. And he started sharing his wealth. Looking at his employees, dinagdagan niya yung sahod nila. And he started to build foundations that would help single mothers. He started to build foundation that will help the poor. Those who cannot provide for themselves, he started to put up his money on shelter. Nagpapatayo siya ng mga bahay. Yung mga lupa na na-acquire niya through the years, ginawa niyang housing project for the poor. Until the day he died, he never lost a single centavo anymore. Hindi na talaga siya bumagsak. Amen. Now, why am I sharing you with this? Because the gospel today speaks about wealth and riches. Okay? And eto palagi sinasabi ni Bishop Ricardo noon. God is never angry at us when we acquire and have possessions. Hindi talaga galit ang Diyos. This gospel is misinterpreted palagi na pinapakita dito sa gospel daw, sinasabi ng marami na yung gospel na to, it's about the rich young man who came to Jesus and asking for eternal life. Sabi na, yung gospel na to, galit daw ang Diyos sa mga mayayaman. Hindi po totoo yan. No. God is never against us when we have possessions and we build our lives and acquire more and more possessions. God is never angry. God is only angry, not really angry. God intervenes once your possessions begins to possess you. Yan ang sabi ni Bishop Dick. When your possessions begins to possess you, now hindi na ikaw yung may hawak ng pera mo. Yung pera mo ang may hawak na sa'yo. Kagaya ng isang tao na marami siyang gold na nakuha nung pumunta siya sa Saudi Arabia, nag-ipon siya ng gold. Sa sobrang niyang takot, baka nakawin yung gold sa kanya, ginawa niyang sinturon yung gold. Pininturahan niya at pinasok niya sa belt niya. Kaya ang bigat ng sinturon niya. Ginawa niyang sinturon yung gold. So while boarding a ship, nung sumakay siya ng barko, pauwi dun sa bayan nila, nalunod yung barko. Nung nalunod yung barko, di lahat naglangoy. Siya hindi makalangoy sa sobrang bigat ng ginto. The weight of that gold is pulling him down. So inisip niya, tanggalin ko kaya tong belt, mabubuhay ako. Pero sabi niya, pag natanggal naman tong belt na to at nabuhay ako, kailan na rin yung gold ko? So namili siya, gold o buhay, kwarta o kahon. You know? And finally, he cannot decide because not to make a decision is already a decision. He cannot decide. Hindi niya talaga mabitawan yung gold niya. Kaya talagang nalunod na lang siya. He died kasama yung gold niya. Kaya ang question ngayon, sino bang may hawak ng gold? Siya o yung gold ang may hawak sa kanya? Okay? Amen? When you don't have wealth, when you don't have money, it seems like your life is not complete. Amen? Wala kang pera, it seems like life is not complete. Pero pag wala kang buhay, ay talaga, ang pera walang kabuluhan. Amen? Buhay o pera? Pag wala kang pera, it seems like life is not complete. But if you do not have life, pera lang ang nasa iyo, wala ka namang buhay, wala talagang kabuluhan ang pera na yan. Amen? So before we go to the gospel, let me just look at and read to you yung first reading natin in Amos. What is in our first reading? In our first reading, sinasabi dito, seek the Lord that you may live. Yan ang sabi ni Amos. Seek and put the Lord first in your life that you may live as God has purposed you to live. You want to be able to live out the plans and purposes of God in your life, put God first. If you put anything else above God, mabubuhay ka pero hindi na doon sa plano ng Diyos. Okay, yan ang sinasabi ni Amos. If you want to live according to God's purpose and plan for your life, my plans are plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope. My plans for you are to make you joyful and happy in your life. Yan ang plano ng Diyos. But you have to put God first. You have to put God at the center and core of your life. Then, everything that God purposed and planned for your life, yan ang magiging buhay mo. Amen? Yan ang first reading natin. The second reading, it says here that we have to hold fast to our confession. We have to hold fast to Jesus as Lord and center of your life. Panghahawakan mo yan. Because there are so many things in this world that will try to remove Christ away from the center of your life. Amen? That is why sinasabi dito, remember that everything we have is by grace. Everything we have is by the grace of God. Now tell the person beside you, everything is by the grace of God. Minsan kasi pag nagtatrabaho tayo, sumasahod tayo, akala natin talaga yung pera na yan, yung sinahod natin, gawa talaga ng lakas mo yan. You know? Sometimes, iniisip natin na, ako tama na ra. Ako tama na nagpangabudlay ka ra. I'm the one who worked hard for this. So this is mine. It came by my own work and hard labor. No. Marami rin nagha-hard labor, pero wala namang nakukuhang pera. Hard labor, kasipagan, all these things that comes from us can never supply us with wealth unless the Lord allows it. So everything we have in life, the things that you're enjoying now in your life, is by the grace of God. Okay? If we don't realize, this, we will find it hard to share what we have. Amen? Pag ang tingin mo sa pera mo, talagang sayo at pinaghirapan mo, mahihirapan ka makipag-share. But once you realize that whatever wealth you have is by the grace of God, binigay lang talaga ng Diyos sa'yo, dahil mahal ka ng Diyos, then it's not difficult to share that with others. Amen? And we go back to the gospel today. This is the gospel. The gospel today is all about true prosperity, which God bestows upon us when Christ is at the very center of our life. The story begins in our gospel with a rich man. Sa Matthew, ang tawag sa kanya, rich young man. Tingnan nyo ha yung tao na to. He was a rich young man. Meron kasing mayayaman pero matanda na. Okay, no offense. Huwag kayong magalit. Talagang totoo yan. Meron mayaman na mayaman pero matanda na. Okay? Meron namang batang-bata, gwapo, malakas, talented, wala namang pera. Okay? Pero itong tao na to na lumapit kay Jesus, he had everything. He was young. He was full of life. He was in good health. There is nothing that he needs. Maliban pa doon, mayaman na mayaman siya. But one day he approached Christ. He even knelt down. He was desperate. Aywan ko anong nangyari sa kanya. Nandyan ang lahat sa kanya. Bakit nag-isip siya tungkol sa eternal life? May nangyari sa buhay niya siguro. That's why our psalm reading today teaches us to number your days that you may gain a heart of wisdom. Ano ibig sabihin yan? Uy, huwag mong kalimutan. Lahat ng bagay, kahit yaman, may hangganan yan. Amen? Kaya pag hindi natin maalala yan, we don't number our days, we don't realize that we will come to an end. Nabubuhay tayo dito parang lasing. Akala mo, yung yaman mo, dadalhin mo hanggang doon sa langit. At akala mo, yung yaman mo, hindi mauubos. May katapusan yan. That's why you have to number your days. Teach us, O Lord, to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. There are two things, two ways you can have wisdom. The fear of the Lord, matakot ka sa Diyos. Hindi yung takot na papatayin ka ng Diyos. Kundi you'll have a reverence for God, a very deep respect for God. If you develop that, you will gain wisdom. And the second thing, how to have the wisdom of God, learn to number your days. Amen? Learn to number your days. I am now older than I was yesterday. But tomorrow, I will be older than today. Pumapatak ang oras. Tumatanda tayong lahat. At lumalapit tayo hanggang doon sa katapusan ng buhay. Amen. So be conscious of that. This rich young man was so full of life. He was healthy. He had everything. He has wealth. He has influence. He lives in good health. Kaya maraming tao na mayaman, sinasabi nila, alin mo ang yaman kung ikaw may sakit naman. Diba? Aanhin mo yung puno, yung refrigerator mo kung yung pwede mong kainin ay saging lang. Diba? Sayaw. Walang kabuluhan yung yaman kung meron ka ng sakit. Maraming problema kung hinaharap, Father. Father, ang dami kong problema. Sabi ko sa tao na yan, pag nagkasakit ka, isa na lang ang problema mo. Mawawala na yan lahat ng problema. Okay? Ang dami mong iniisip na problema. Wala akong pangbili ng sapatos. Wala akong pangbili ng ganito. Wala akong oras punta doon. Ang dami mong problema. Pag nagkasakit ka, wala ka ng problema iba. Yun na lang. Amen? That's why some people call health is wealth. Health is wealth. Katumbas yan. Those things are very important. Your health, and your wealth. Now take note, sometimes we can acquire wealth, but good health can only come from God. Hindi nabibili yung good health. So this young man had everything. He had good health. He had wealth. But why did he come to Jesus at lumuhod siya? Sabi niya, good teacher! Ako, talagang, you read the Bible, hindi siya lumapit na. Lumuhod siya, umiyak. Good teacher, what must I do to have eternal life? Siguro nagising siya and he realized na lahat ng bagay sa mundo ay may hangganan. Siguro nagising siya, naisip niya yan. Napakalusog ko, napakayaman ko, but one day he wakes up, he must have realized these things will come to an end. Where will I go pag naubos na lahat ko? Saan ako pupunta? Anong mangyayari sa buhay ko? Pag wala na akong lakas, wala na akong health, wala na yung pera ko, where will I go? Suddenly, he must have thought of that because when you number your days, you gain the heart of wisdom, you become wise. When you become wise, you start asking the right questions. Amen? Once you gain the wisdom of God, marunong ka na magtanong, yung tamang tanong. Kaya sabi niya kay Jesus, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Wow! Yaman-yaman nito, eternal life ang pinag-uusapan. And sabi ni Jesus kagad sa kanya, why do you call me good? There's only one who is good, and that is God. You know that person? That person did not realize it, but he was kneeling before God, and he was acknowledging Jesus as God. Nandun siya sa harap ng Diyos. Then Jesus said to him, you have the commandments. Honor your father. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. You know, sinasabi ng Diyos sa kanya, you have the commandments. Anong sabi ng tao na to? Teacher, I have done this. All my life, ginawa ko na to. Now, take note. When you obey God's commandments, when you do what God commands you, it will always point you to Jesus. Amen? Pag sinusunod mo yung utos ng Diyos, you try to live it out. It will point you to Christ. That's why this man was able to find Christ and acknowledge Him as God. Why? Because he was obeying the commandments. From my youth, nung maliit pa ako, yan ang turo ng nanay ko, yan ang ginagawa ko, Lord. And the scripture says, and Jesus loved him. Ay, talaga. Napamahal siya sa Diyos dahil dyan. Because the law, the commandment was able to point him to Jesus who can save him, who can give him eternal life. Hindi siya pumunta sa ibang mga reliyon. Pinuntahan niya si Kristo mismo. Bakit? Dahil siya'y sumusunod sa utos ng Diyos. And Jesus loved him because now he's here. And itong sabi ni Jesus sa kanya, one thing, isa na lang ang kulang sa iyo. Pasado ka na. And you will have eternal life. One thing you lack. And this is what Jesus said. Go, sell your possessions, and give to the poor. Then you follow me. Isa na lang ang kulang niya. Nagawa niya ng lahat ng requirement, isa na lang ang kulang. Now for me, I would be excited. You know, kung nag-a-apply ka mag-abroad, ang daming requirements, di ba? Pabalik-balik ka, pabalik-balik. Pagbalik mo doon, sabihin sa'yo, ay, kulang ka pa ng ganito. Kulang ka ng NBI. Kulang ka ng perma ng mayor. Kulang ka ng ganito. Di, pabalik-balik ka. After 1 month, pagod ka na, pagdating mo doon, sabihin, isa na lang kulang. O yun, grabe. Ay, nako. Excited ka na. Isa na lang kulang sa papeles mo. Would you be excited kung isa na lang yung kulang mo? But not this man. Nung sinabi ng Diyos sa kanya, isa na lang yung kulang mo. Eto, go sell your possessions and you give to the poor, then you come and follow me. yun lang ang kulang niya. But the scripture said, instead of becoming excited and happy, he turned away from the Lord, very sad. Tinalikuran niyang Diyos. Why? What's wrong? What was wrong? Because, number one, he did not want to share his wealth. Yeah, number one. And secondly, he did not want to follow Jesus. Ayaw niyang sumunod kay Jesus. Yun ang failure niya. Kaya nung lumapit siya sa Diyos at sinabi niya, Lord, ginawa ko na ito lahat. Alam ka agad ni Lord yung weakness niya. And Jesus gave him the word, ang pulong sang Diyos is a sword. And where you are weak, it would cut your heart. Kaya yung sinabi niya, Lord, nagawa ko na ito. Lord, I've done this already. I have been good. You better watch out. You better not cry. I'm telling you why. Jesus is coming tonight. Di ba? He has done everything good. But Jesus can already see the weakness of his life. Jesus can already see and perceive that he is weak in the area of wealth. Because he has so much possession, he didn't want to share. Kita ni Lord. Kaya dahil mahal ka ng Diyos, ang Diyos hindi nagsisinungaling sa'yo. Kung may diferensya ang buhay mo, sasabihin ng Diyos yan. Huwag ka magalit. Kasi minsan tayo, pag mahal natin yung tao, binibilog lang natin yung ulo eh. Maganda ba ako? Ay, oo, ubod talaga. Diba? Mukhang bata pa ba ako? Ay, oo, parang 16 years old ka na. Binibilog natin. But Jesus, because He loves us, He will tell you the truth. I have done everything. Yun ang akala niya. Nagawa niya na lahat. And Jesus saw the weakness of his heart. And so Jesus said, isa na lang. And he sent the word and cut his heart there. Chak! Go. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Then you come and follow me. Yan ang weakness niya. Ayaw niya. Masyadong nakakapit siya sa yaman niya. And dahil sa sobrang kapit niya sa yaman niya, mabigat ang buhay niya. Ayaw niyang sumunod sa iba. Dapat siya ang sundan ng lahat. And he went away sad, lost the opportunity to have peace in his life. That's why sabi ni Lord, it's hard for a rich man. Not impossible, but difficult. For a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. It's so hard for man who has many possessions to enter the kingdom of God. Tapos inulit ni Lord, it's so hard for a man who trusts in his riches to enter the kingdom of God. It's not just the riches, but your attitude towards your wealth that hinders you. What is the problem with that? Because to eternal life means that you know Jesus. Sabi nga ni St. John, and this is eternal life, that you know Jesus. Eternal life means that Jesus is at the center of your life. Yun ang eternal life. Amen? Eternal life is not something na si Jesus nasa tabi lang ng buhay ko. That is not eternal life. Kahit sabihin mong Kristiyano ka, tapos si Jesus, nandun lang, nilalagay mo sa isang box. Lahat ng bagay sa buhay ko, akong masusunod. Jesus, sa Sunday ka lang. That is not eternal life. To know Jesus is means that you put Him in the very core of your life. That is why, pag si Jesus ang nasa center ng buhay mo, ingatan mo yung puso mo na walang bagay at anuman that will push Jesus away from that center of your life. Yan ang sakit ng tao na yan. Remember, many Sundays ago, I shared with you, Thomas Aquinas said, there are four things that will put Christ away from your life. Four things that will crowd out and move Jesus away from the center of your life. What is that? Number one. Okay, tingnan ko, baka magkamali ako. Remember? Number one is wealth, yaman. Now, is wealth wrong? Wealth by itself is not wrong. Deuteronomy 8, 17 to 18, it says that it is God who gives you the ability to find wealth. God wants you to have wealth. Amen? Amen? God wants you to have money. Ayaw niyong tanggapin yan? Gusto nang just may pera kayo. Right?
Oh.
Eh, Father, money is the root of all evil. No, it's not money. It's not the root of all evil. It's the love of money. God wants you to prosper. God wants you to have prosperity in your life. Economic prosperity. But you've got to guard your heart that your wealth will not push Jesus away from the center of your heart. Amen? Kaya anong gagawin natin? Pag sobrang dami na, i-share mo yung iba so that Christ still is the center of your life. Share it. Amen? Give others. Another thing that will remove Christ from the center of your life is power, your hunger for power. In Luke 10:19, God is the one who gives us power. God wants us to have authority and power. But do not get drunk with power. Maraming tao talaga that they are so obsessed and preoccupied with power, that is wrong. Another thing that will remove Jesus from the center of your life is your love for pleasure. Your love for pleasure. Galit ba si Lord pag may pleasure tayo? Well, in Psalm 16, verse 11, in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. And He gives us, and there is pleasure at His right hand. He provides pleasure for us. But do not allow pleasure to dominate your life. Amen? Amen? Don't allow your love for pleasure to take center stage in your life. It's always Christ. And when you are with Christ, you will love the cross more than you love pleasure. Amen. Finally, another thing that will remove Christ from the center of your life is your desire to be honored. Kaila kita kita nga ginapasidunggan kita. Amen. Don't be so preoccupied with your honor. Don't so be obsessed with your honor. In 1 Chronicles 29, it is God who honors us. So nagbibigay din yung Diyos ng honor sa atin, pero huwag niyong habulin na mas importante pa yan kaysa Diyos. Keep Christ in the center of your life. And that is where true prosperity comes. Out of that life where Christ is number one. Out of that life where Christ is first. Out of that life where Christ is at the center will flow the joy, the peace, and love, and prosperity, and healing in your life. That is what the kingdom of God is. Jesus wants us to be truly prosperous. That's why remove the things that pushes Jesus away from the center.